4 ATX Mobile.
KN 4 TSW.
Kent, no Andrew.
They're earlier, still sleeping in.
4 NUE.
Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
I just want to drop by and say hello. Headed up to the Mount Mitchell bike race, so I need to move on to another frequency. I'll be back in just a second.
Does your radio work this weekend?
I got to test it just a little bit. I talked to Andrew on 80 meters. And then it was storming and everything, so I never fired it up anymore. And I don't have my, the ham sticks that are separated from the main antenna. I don't have those hooked up yet because I only had one coax going to the radio. I need to cut it, put a couple of ends on it. Looks like I believe I'm going to need an antenna switch.
If you do, maybe you can find one. I've heard the Alpha Delta, I believe it is the best one to get.
So the antenna that I have up there in the air, they're not really, you got like, I guess the one side is the counterpoise to the other, and it's not really grounded. And then the other end, ham sticks, are on my mag base, and their ground plane is the tin roof. So I didn't know if you could hook the two coax together and it would still work.
Sure, on that one, Ken. That may be something you have to experiment with.
I thought about buying a T connector and then a switch and seeing which one, worked. And so the antenna, I stuck it to the side of the deck to kind of get it tuned. And so the analyzer, had a 239 on it. Well, darn the coax, I didn't have another connector to hook to it because the analyzer and the antenna both had 239s. So I had to hook my coax to it and then go upstairs and look and come downstairs and adjust. Go upstairs and look and come downstairs and adjust. Man, wore myself out.
Because that's a lot of trips up and down.
Come on.
You got two smartphones, Ken?
That time, Mama was working.
And then that position before, and I used to take my wife's smartphone and do a FaceTime call and put it right on the analyzer, and then that way I can, go where I want to go and see what's going on. But just want to throw that in there. I'm not trying to be nosy or anything.
All the advice I can get, I just put up a new antenna because I had to take down my wire because I'm having the trees cut down. So I got the MFJ2104. Basically, it's a 4 or 8 opposing ham sticks. You familiar with that one?
But I'm not too familiar with them. I heard you ask the question. If you don't mind, let me hear the question again, and let me see if we can get an opportunity to input on it over.
So, up in the air on my MFJ2104, I guess you got two ham sticks, one's the counterpoise to the other. If I take that coax and run it down to I got another set of antennas that are on a mag base on a tin roof, and I hook those together and then run it back to the radio. I didn't know if it would work since the one has the counterpoise and the other, the tin roof, is grounding. I didn't know if it would work that way.
The stick is for a different frequency, is that correct?
Yeah, roger that.
Okay, so here are my thoughts for what they're worth, which is usually not much. So even though a ham stick is called a ham stick, it's still a basic dipole. It's wound, a piece of wires wound around a shaft with a ground plane of some sort. So in other words, two legs of an antenna. So with that being said, I would assume that this would be like a fan dipole. And I built one and got one up behind the house for 7 meg and 3 meg. When I turn my radio to one of those frequencies, my radio automatically sees the path of least resistance and goes to that frequency and will tune to, you know, that frequency. I'm not seeing any reason why a ham stick would be any different. You just would have to have a T to hook them together. But as far as, you know, let me let my radio drop. My antenna, which, like I said, is a fan dipole for two different bands. I don't struggle with it. Radio goes to the lead path of least resistance, and it works pretty nice. But give it a shot. As long as the SWR is not out the roof, then what do you got to lose?
I was thinking it would work, but I didn't know, like on a fan dipole, you know, you just have the two legs opposing, you know, one going out each direction. But on the just regular ham sticks, you know, they're grounded through a mag base on a tin roof. And I didn't know if, because they both have kind of like two different grounds, if it would work or if it was kind of counted as the same thing.
Well, sure about that. My assumption, again, would be even with a fan dipole, I'm using the same earth as the ground in between the two antennas. But, you know, I just try it. I mean, what you got to lose, you know? But I think it would work. I think it would work really well.
SW, well, I appreciate it. I'll give her a try. I'll get a T and see if I can make it work.
Well, I'm gonna stand by and monitor. Y'all go ahead with the morning stuff. I'm not here to interrupt. Just wanna drop by and say hello and put my comments in there. Q4 NQE, standing by.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. It was pretty quiet. I didn't do a whole lot. I didn't even leave the house Saturday at all.
Man, I'm going to have to eventually, I guess, get a rotor. Because that going outside and turning the antenna, that's going to be a pain after a while, probably.
But one thing at a time, little steps. And we won't be able to jump over to the other repeater this morning because they're going to be using it for that bike race. And I think they put a tone on it.
I heard it identifying this morning, and it, like somebody was using it.
Over to 145330.
Can I just type that in?
Yes, sir.
5330.
Correct. That's a thermal belt repeater.
There, but I'll try it. Give me a second. KN4TFW clear.
KO4HKX clear.
I've been awake this time of morning, you two. KN4VWA.
KO4HKX. See, we're always up this time of morning. Our normal routine.
All right. The early bird gets the worm. Good morning, fellas. Hey, I'm going out this morning. I'm going over to do that assault on Mitchell. So let me run in and grab a couple of things real quick, and I'm on the road again. I'll be back in a few minutes.
KO4HK. Moving over to the other repeater, please.
DFW Mobile.